So we're learning Dafyur Aleph, Amud Aleph. I'm going to start from Leim Mekatanoi. We learned a machloikis bar Pado and Rabbi Yochanan if you could be makdish a uber of a behema. Behema has a fetus inside it. Could I give it its own kedushas haguf lemizbeach? That was machloikis bar Pado and Rabbi Yochanan. Talk to Leim Mekatanoi. Maybe it's a machloikis tanoi because he says in a brisa, sheichet es achatos. Someone sheichet achatos inside the Beis Hamikdash. It was a pregnant chatos. Umotzeba ben arba ochai, and out came a four month. It usually takes 5 months for a full term baby. It was only 4 month baby, but it was alive. And you shecht the mother. So you look at you shecht the mother. The baby is muti mayat shchita. And here you had a ben arba ochai. We'll speak out what Rashi says. Why it has to be? Why to my dafka? 4 month old was a 4 month. You know, not a full term. A 4 month pregnancy. We'll see why. But it says, K'tanicha, the one Brisa says about this baby coming out of the chatas, Einen echelas al zichri kuna. The halacha is this baby, you have to only eat for zichri kuna, like a chatas. Einen echelas al lefnim min akloyim, like a chatas. Only can be eaten inside the Beis Hamikdash, like a chatas. Einen echelas al yom echad, only eaten one day. That's one Brisa. Then the Yidduch, different Brisa talks about this baby and says, Echelas chol adam, it's chulin. Anyone can eat it. V'nechol v'chol makam, you can eat it any way you want. V'nechol v'azara. Ein alad eat an azara, it's not chulin. It's not kachim, it's chulin. So what's the Bira Machlekes? My love, Tanoi, they were talking about a case where you makdish the chatos while I had a baby inside it. And Machlekes Tanoi is like this. The first Tana holds that says it's a chatos, Masava Kedusha Chala Ale Burim. When I make it a chatos, I made the baby a chatos and the mother a chatos. It's Chala Ale Burim. Well, Masava ain't Kedusha Chala Ale Burim. There's no Kedusha Chala on the Ubar. And therefore, the Ubar is Chulim. So maybe, what?
Make the difference
if
you makdish the behem before
we
became pregnant?
Yeah. If you makdish before we became pregnant, then it's called a vlod hektish. That doesn't make a difference, yeah. But if it's already here, b'shas hektish, then it's machlaikis. If it has a din chatos or not, it's totally in this machlaikis between Rabbi Yechanan and Bar Pada.
What would the halacha be? It's kukuliyama what? If
he
became pregnant after his makdish?
Then it's kukuliyama of vlodei kachim, and it won't be kaddish here.
Will not be kosh.
Why not? Because of Vladi Kosh, if this Gemara is going right now, it's only about having Yosam Yehei. It only becomes Kadosh when it's actually born. And that's, incidentally, will lead into what Rashi says, he's talking about Ben Arba'a, because he says, Rabbi Ben Chamisha, and then when I shechted it, it came out, maybe that's called Bahav Yosam Yehei, and it will be Kadosh then. It'll get a Kedusha of the mother. Because it's a full term baby, even though it actually didn't give birth, but since it was a full-term baby, and I shechted it, I took it out, it'll have a din of vladei chatos that's already kaddish. But the halach, this Gemara is going now, that vladei chatos b'havayosim here, the vlad of a chatos only turns into a chatos after it's born. But while it's in the mother, it doesn't have any kedusha. So he was saying, it doesn't have any kedusha. So if you could be makdashit, then it has kedusha. If not, then it won't have kedusha. Like Prabhupada, the holes, it doesn't have kedusha. So then it will be like chulin. That's the Bi'ah Machlokes. I'm always saying right now, maybe Rabbi Yechanan and Bar Pada Machlokes Tanoi. So we're like, no. Hani Tanoi Bachim Mifgi. This is the Machlokes. And I was talking about a case where he got pregnant afterwards. And what's the Machlokes? The Marasov Av Lodos Kachim Bavi Yosem and Kadoshim. One man the Yama holds only when it's actually born is a Kadosh. That's the second Braisa. Marasov Av Lodos Kachim Me Imam and Kadoshim. Already when it's conceived, it gets a Kedusha, and therefore you have to eat it all dine chatas. That's one pshat in the machlekes. If by the same way, really, everyone holds a gavirchon that you can make a kedusha on an uber. And the two brides are not arguing. Chatanahu, chodam alei masnaita. One bride is talking about makdash behema of achan sabra. You makdash the behema, and then it became uberes. Therefore, it's chulin because we hold b'avi yosim yehi. The chodam and hain shekdishim uberes. The only man that holds that says it's a chatos, you will makdish it while it's moberes, and we hold like Rabbi Yechanan that you can make a kedusha on the uber. So we can say that both prices are kuliyam for Rabbi Yechanan. The first price is saying you makdish it while it's moberes, and the second price is talking about that you makdish it, then afterwards it conceived and had a baby.
Why again is it 4 months? Maybe it's 4 months or 5 months?
Because Rashi holds that via 5 month full term baby, it would be kubah v'yosim yehei even after giving birth actually. When I shechted it, it would be considered a chatos. Not four, because four is not a full term. So it's not called v'yosem yehei. That's what Rashi learns. So Dr. Marsh is not tonight. Now the Gemara is going to bring down another Mishnah, Braisa. And from this Braisa, we are going to slug off bar pardo technically, and we have to change bar pardo a little bit because of this brisa. So let's see. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kalayim, v'treifa. No, Kalayim is v'treifa, v'yotzei doifin. A baby comes to Yitzdefim, Tumtum, Vajraganus, all these things, Loi Kedushim, Veloi Makdishim. Now, what does that mean? Loi Kedushim, Veloi Makdishim. Omar Shmuel, Loi Kedushim, V'tmura. You can't have a Chalois Tumura on it. That means if I have a Yitzdef and I say this Yitzdef and Chulin should be like the Oila, does not become Kaddish. And that's a Chiddush. Even though Tumura is Chal on Abamum, but it's not Chal on these Psulim. Loi Kedushim, V'tmura. Veloi Makdishim, Las is Tumura. And also, if it's Kaddish itself, it can't make a tamura, can't create a tamura. Now, so it has to be, only have me make a tamura, that means it has to have kedushas aguf. So the problem is, how does this psulim have kedushas aguf? For Tanya, Amra Meir, Ma'acha she'ene kedushim, if it's not shaykh to be chalois kedush on it, heich makdishim, how can it be kadosh, and we have a have me that should make a tamura? So how is it possible to have kedushas aguf on these psulim? Yet the moitzi of a makdush behema, you makdish to him a kedusha guf, achach nitifah. Then it became a treifa. So here I have kedusha guf, and we machadish to us that it cannot make a tamura. How is it possible of yetsa doifin that has kedusha guf? So the rameyer be makdish vlad be yetsa derech doifin. You makdish the vlad while was in mother's stomach became kedusha guf, and then it came out derech doifin. And the saying the halach is it cannot create a tamura here. It's something else. Alma, what do you see, Ramey? I'm a first Ramey, not like my padre Tana. Tana Ramey, first, not like my padre Amayra. Alma, Kodesh Vlad, you see that it's Kodesh the Vlad, and not like my padre. What? Right, so how do you learn that? What, so I wonder what's the case. Tumtum Adreganus, what's the case there? So if that's what you're asking, I'll answer you. You have to answer Kalayim, Tumtum Adreganus, how is that possible there? There you can't say you makadosh it in the mother's stomach, because they're ready to climb there. How did that become kadosh? So Gemara says that's shayach bevlad de hektish. That's shayach bevlad de hektish. It was born from machatas. That's the, when we have that part of the brayso in the lishna achrina, we'll bring it down. Even if it's not negei akasha, because akasha is from Rameyer that says that the way it was possible yetsi doifin, you don't have to come on to vlad de chatas. You can say you were makadosh behema, and then it turned into a yetsi doifin. So it's a first Rameyer, not like my father. That's the kasha. I'm a kaddish lad. It's good. The Gemara is like this. You're right, and we're going to change around that. Amri betam b'mei tamima. I feel about pada na moid the kaddish. Bar pada is moida that enechanami. You could be makdish a uber in the mother's stomach. And that answers all the kasha we had yesterday. It's all the answer now. Bar pada agrees that you could be makdish a uber if it's the mother's atomim. What's the whole machlokes? If the mother is a balas mum, bar pada is over. Even the email in Makasha, since it can't be a chalois, you have a balas mum with a baby here. I want to make kedusha on both of them. Since the balas mum is not chal, loy makasha kedusha guf, who nami loy kadosh? Rabbi Yechon saw no, hani ke beis behemos, it's like two behemos. Nenu, email loy makasha. The mother is not kadosh, but who kadosh? And the mafarshim explain. Really, they ask the kasha, what's the machlekes? Till now, we learned machlekes Rabbi Yechon and bar pada was uba yerech imay not. It's a separate entity. And according to Rav Pada, it's Yerech Imay, so it's one entity. So you can't be Makash to Uber. But now we're saying Rav Pada could be Makash to Uber. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat in Rav Pada? What's the Biyah Machlaikas? So they still answer, Stipla answers that we're still going with Uber Yerech Imay and Uber Yerech Imay. Rav Pada was Uber Lav Yerech Imay, and it's a separate thing. Rav Pada was Uber Yerech Imay, but he holds this is a type of Uber Yerech Imay that even the Aver itself can be Kaddish. Since it's Royal Lahakrava Ba'etzem, this type of Aver, so it's Shaykh. But the Uber Yerech Imay makes that if the mother is not Kaddish, the baby cannot become Kaddish. Because it's Uber Yerech Imay, it's part of a Bamum, and therefore it can't be Kaddish. That'll be like a little Pshat, Ayin Shom, a little bit more Be'ian, but this is the basic Pshat.
So you can't do just
you can't do that either, yes.
So it's another,
yeah, it's the same Afghmina, really. It's not, I may have said it in the way that you makash both, but it's really, that's the case. You makash the fetus itself. That is the case. It is an Afghmina.
So it's the mother's...
Mother by mom? Oh, no. You could do it by itself. Even if mom's a tom, you could do the baby itself.
Why?
Because he holds, it's type of Aver that's royal like Rava by itself.
The question is, when you give money to the baby,
It's aver of the mother. It's a limb of the mother. But this time a limb could be makar by itself. Therefore, it's shayach
kashana. So then, what was that havmina that it shouldn't be if the mother is a tamei? It's just an aver of the mother.
Before?
Yeah.
Because then we learned uba yarchim meant that it was mamish a limb, and we didn't say this as far as roi lakrova. Now he liked the svara so much, you want to always there. Then we are. It wasn't a separate entity at all. It was mamish one thing. So
if it's one thing, so why can't it become kadosh with the mother then?
Well, it can't become another kedusha. It's one big kedusha. It can't be another kedusha. It can't be since the baby is born separately, so then it would be chul in that case. It would be like a vlad. But it has to be worked out. But we're not doing that baby. We're not getting everything. But that's the vote. Yeah. The Lishdachin is the exact same lashon like the first lashon, basically a few extra words, and maybe a few extra connection over here. So let's see it. Lishdachin nuances, a few extra nuances over there, but we're going to learn it. Let's see. Lishdachin finishes up the brayse before, even though there's no shayches. Lishdachin, the kalayim v'tumtum v'jorgenes. How is it possible for them to be kusha guf? Where you have to explain to us that doesn't make tamura. Of a climb to a dragon, so you have to mighty help with Vlad de Kotchum. By Vlad de Kotchum, it has to be like Rabbi Yehuda, because mashma, only because it's Kalayim, this Vlad can't create a Tamura. But if it would be not Kalayim, it would create a Tamura. So going to Rabbi Yehuda, Shay Omer, have Vlad, Oysa Tamura. That kind of Brysa. Now, the more goes back to our mayor, part of the Brysa. Halein would like Kotchum, Gufayu. It's only Yetz Daitvin was no Kedusha Guf not chal enough to make a Tamura. But Uber Macherim Kedusha, but the Uber Macherim could make Kedusha. So it's a Kasha and Ba'apada. This is the saying over the Kasha and Ba'apada again. See the Uber work. By Yetz Daitvin, see the Uber work. If not, that was Yetz Daitvin, it would work. Amabaya, Tam been made to me, my dear, I call it Kodesh Gufay. A Tam in a Tamim Avada is Kodesh the fetus. Like you plead, maybe Malas Mum. The Rapada saw that keeping the Ime Nami like Kadesh, or keeping the Ime, take out the word Nami, Kadesh, since it's not Kadesh, even the most not Kadesh, Elo Dami, Gufa, Iu, like Kadesh Gufa, Iu Nami like Kadesh. The child also is not Kadesh, Elo Dami, only for money. But can't Kadesh Gufa, so the mother can't Kadesh Gufa. Rabbi Yechon saw Uber, Lav, Yerachimoi, here he speaks it out, the Gemara, even though the mother is not kosher to gufay, Vlad me a kosher gufay. The Vlad could be kodesh le gufay. So I can't. So we changed the vapoda, and that can't. That's the stage of our kodesh vapoda.